much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, are we ready?
I'm ready.
I did say ready. I did say that. Yeah?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Wait, hold on. You mean to tell me that the only copy you got in this song is on this laptop?
I just finished it today. I left my hard drive in New York.
I'm gonna email it.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Hackers.
Who's hacking your emails?
NASA.
NASA's hacking your emails?
Yeah, remember the Snowden dude?
Oh, you mean the NSA?
Yeah, NASA.
Is it Nevada or Nevada? Because I've said Nevada, if you were like, Nevada, huh?
I don't want to put all my chickens into one egg and let it hatch into, I don't know, a dinosaur.
And now.
Is this where I ask a follow-up question? But just, I'm so curious. No? So I'll just leave it to my imagination.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, party people. Welcome to a new show. Mm-hmm. Kevin in the Morning, Allie and Jensen. All here, all healthy.
I came straight here from my voting. I
went pretty late.
I went there at 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
I just got out. So,
just now?
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm here. So.
But you were able to vote.
I was, and I love it.
Good.
I love going to the venue. I love.
Do you love waiting in line?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I love waiting in line.
I'm guessing not.
No, but you know what? It's part of the process.
It's not part
of what we fought.
Doesn't
it's
have
not
to be.
Part of the process.
When our founding fathers.
You chose that. Mm-hmm.
When our founding fathers. When they.
I'd like to hear how this ends.
When mm-hmm. they. Fought for and invented the idea of voting. They wrote in the Constitution, you must wait 3 hours in line to vote. And
I've not seen that, but also I haven't read the Constitution lately, so.
Well, you should.
What do I know?
Because everyone knows that the system in which we create for voting will create lines, and you have to live in them, and that means that your vote means more. You know what I mean?
It doesn't.
Because I waited 2 hours to vote.
So then
I know that
they give yours more weight?
My vote's worth 2 times
as
much
as yours.
Oh, is
that right? Wow.
So,
I did not know that.
Yeah,
hour, that's how much more times worth it has.
Multiply, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
So my vote was 2 times as important as yours.
So you said multiply, but I said more times worth it has.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not a math whiz. I didn't major in it in college. So.
Like you, Allie.
Yeah.
Right. There probably was an easier way to say it, and Jensen nailed it with multiply.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I heard a guy coming in this morning mm-hmm. who said that he waited very close to 4 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Four times, right?
And was happy to do it. And I was like, no, sir.
Yeah. Texas.
You're happy to vote. You're not happy to stand in line for 4 hours for anything.
Texas and California had some real late lines. For sure.
I did wait 2 hours.
Did you?
I
for
did.
Real?
Yes. And when I got to the front, I asked a very nice volunteer. I said, how are the new systems working? And he said, they're doing great. And I go, oh, that's crazy because the line and stuff. He goes, I know. We have some printer issues. And I look over and they've blocked off 3 of the 9. And I go, they're not doing well at all. How are they doing well? 3 of them are out of order. And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, the printers are having issues, but not the actual machines. And I was like, that seems similar.
Hmm.
Those seem related.
Ay, ay, ay.
But truth is, all bits aside, I was happy to vote. Bummed it was 2 hours, but still happy I was heard in some way.
You know what you could do? You can vote by mail.
What?
And if you are like, oh, but people dropped out. Look at how screwed those people mm-hmm. are. You can vote by mail and drop it off at the polling place. Just walk right up to the front and be like, here you go.
Yeah.
And then you've made the effort to be part of the community.
That is a very strong plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do think that I probably
Maybe
will follow
time.
That next time.
Yeah.
But I do like, again, the pomp and circumstance of voting mm-hmm. day and things like that. But yes, if you could bring in your early ballot and drop it off there, that probably
You guys
probably
saw the voting places that were open like 10 days before, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Why not do
great experience.
That?
Again, I
because
like the day
Because people leave it to the last minute and then complain about it.
Well, truthfully, to be honest, it did seem
Are
as
you a
if,
procrastinator?
No, no,
You're not
at all.
Hmm.
The thing I would say is it actually did, in the results, seem to play out with the last-minute thing, with Klobuchar dropping out and then giving her her endorsement to Biden. It did mm-hmm. supposedly turn Minnesota. So mm-hmm. it does seem that last-minute stuff are what people decide on. I didn't have that in my thought process, but it seemed like it did do that, which, you know, I guess day of voting is still vital.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
King of Mexico?
You?
Tell us about your girlfriend.
She got in line at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Got home around 10:50.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, she just went somewhere after that, right?
She's...
No, I actually had to go drop off a blanket and a hoodie for her because she was cold in line.
And then she went, got in a cab and went to wherever she was.
Yeah, she gave it to her other family.
Wow. Huh. What was there? Well, at 7, you can't get out of line and go to another place, but that was one closest to you, I assume?
Yes, it was within walking distance to our place.
And, oh, man.
Hey, but she got pizza out of it. People dropped off pizza.
Nice.
Sure.
Did people in line order the pizza?
No. Yeah. There's a lot of well, sort of. There's a lot of very cool. I found out about this last night. A lot of very cool charities, like Pizza to the Poles, and a lot of things like that where you can donate to them all year or whatever, and then they send out pizzas.
I don't hate that.
To long lines. Yeah, I thought that was.
I mean, there shouldn't be lines long enough that you need to eat pizza, but.
Yeah. There were also a lot of surrogates for different voters that were like, stay in line. We will bring you pizza and water.
Right.
Which I was like, well.
And a tent.
But it makes sense because even though they were calling it in California way too early, which you can't, but the media does.
I mean, you always do. Mm-hmm. That always happens.
Yeah, you have to stay in line and vote for it. There's other things besides the nomination that you're voting for.
Something I learned last night, which I guess maybe one of you could maybe expand on, is that it does matter on how many votes they get based on how many delegates you
absolutely
get.
Absolutely.
So it's not really over when they call it for you. You need your
especially California.
Yeah, your candidate needs as many votes as possible for delegates.
And it could be a week before we know how many delegates each person got. So
I got,
you guys voted.
I got 4.
You did?
Did you?
Yeah, I got 4.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys voted for Ross Perot, I assume.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Come on. I
want to make sure we're on the same page.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. It's a good pull, though, isn't it?
I doubt it. Not to me, at least.
When was he? He was early 90s,
94?
Maybe? Yeah.
Oh, he died July 9th of last year.
Oh, rest in peace, Ross.
Mm. Wow. I guess our vote doesn't count.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go back and re-vote today. It's that's possible, right?
No. He died with $4.1 billion, Ross.
What, you think he should have spent it all at the last minute?
Yes! Okay. Just gone
hookers
on
and blow.
I'm out!
You want to run out exactly when you die. Like, that's
great.
That's perfect.
Can't take it with you.
All right, let's talk about this morning's show, shall we?
Don't wink your butthole at my face.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Updates on the coronavirus, of course.
Sure.
Including we're going to talk to Jensen's mom, Haroldine.
An expert.
Is she an expert?
No, she's not.
Okay, good.
No, we texted her to ask her opinion because we thought it would be, I don't know, maybe it would be a good representation of what a lot of people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sure.
She's a good source. I texted her, said, what do you think about the coronavirus? She wrote back, I'm confused. I said, see you on the radio tomorrow.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that's a good place.
Is she the type of person who will study before she talks to us so she'll know it all?
I think she'll look into it.
Okay.
I don't know if she'll, I think she'll read every source, including a website called like machofear.com or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, she'll read
it. So she weighs it all equally.
Takes it all in,
Get up on this today with Jensen, like we do on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We have your tickets for April Foolishness. This morning we're going to do Yo Mama jokes.
And you know what?
Always hilarious.
Normally I'd be nervous about these, but because yesterday we had 3 great knock-knock jokes.
What a surprise that was. We couldn't even decide who was going to win. They were so good.
Yeah.
Right. Stuff you heard while eavesdropping, based on a Mark Hoppus tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And beer mug, back where he belongs, on the red carpet for Spencer Confidential.
Yay!
Which is a Netflix movie that comes out on Friday. He was there. He interviewed everyone.
Mm-hmm. Here's a tease. He spoke to Mark Wahlberg.
He did.
Okay.
Usually they blow right past, not beer mug, but most people on
I think
those
that's what they advise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See that guy right there? Yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep walking.
How exciting.
Talk to everybody. So that's coming up as well this morning.
Holy crap!
You sound like Scooby-Doo there.
Yeah.
Or Shaggy. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. It is time for our first look at what's happening. What's going on, Alex?
This is a really nice story about Ben Affleck and his co-star in a movie called The Last Duel, one Adam Driver. So he was on Jimmy Kimmel, Ben Affleck was, talking about his son Sam's 8th birthday. He said, I'm a divorced dad. I get half the time with my son, and it was his birthday. So he told the producers, listen, I'm good with working, but on this date, I need to be home. So I need to get on a flight. I got to be in L.A. So they set it up where I was shooting right up until the 27th. And then I kind of had to scramble, and I was going to land right in time for his birthday.
What could go wrong?
He said, unfortunately, his gifts didn't arrive in time. So Adam Driver, who, of course, plays Kylo Ren in Star Wars, stepped in. And he sent him a personal video and a signed card. And Ben Affleck said, he opened the presents and I played him the video. And it was an incredibly moving and powerful moment because Adam made me a hero to my kid. And I will never, ever forget that.
That's he's a good guy. And this is a good shrimp.
That's a pretty cool thing to do.
Just warmed my heart. Of course, in this article, he says he plays Kylo Penn in Star Wars. I mean, does anyone check this crap?
Wait, you mean the reporter or Ben Affleck?
No, the reporter. Okay, oh, God.
Ben Affleck, I'm a very big Star Wars head. That's why I got Kylo Penn. To send
Kylo Penn, buddy, what do you think?
No, it's in this article. But that is just lovely. And can you imagine your eighth birthday getting a video from Kylo Ren? I mean, I got one from Kylo Penn.
It wasn't as satisfying?
No, it didn't mean as much, but that's just lovely.
That is cool.
That is very nice.
I love it. If you were wondering, there is a new world record, Guinness World Record, for people playing air guitar to AC/DC's Highway to Hell. Whew, it was touch and go there for a while. That's we were like, will they quite or a, won't they?
Quite a competition.
I don't care.
The group was led by Australian air guitar champion Alex Roberts. You know him as...
There's an Australian champion?
You might know him as Jinja Assassin.
Oh! Yeah. You should have just said that.
Jinja Assassin. Hmm.
Yeah, the group surpassed the previous record of 2,377 people. They had a whopping 3,722. Hmm. What is going on in your life? A, that you're an air guitar champion.
Right.
That's amazing to me.
Agreed.
But do you also send out like a mass email and you're like, hey.
Need some help here.
Need some help. You want to play air guitar to Highway to Hell? Meet me at this park or whatever. How do you get all those people?
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
If somebody emailed you and said that, you would go, yes, I'm in.
I totally would.
Remember that
story?
100%.
Remember that story we did about the airport that was opening? It was LAX, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like, people, please come down and act and pretend like you're someone. Yeah. And we were like, no one would do that. And then it filled up in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Not only did it fill up, they were like, please stop applying. we don't need any more people to pretend they're a passenger. And they were getting paid a whopping... Oh, lunch and maybe a soda.
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
People have too much time on their hands?
Is that what it is?
Might be figured out.
Yeah. I don't know. But you're totally right. If somebody said, hey, you want to come to this park and play
it's
air
stupid,
guitar?
But yeah, of course.
I'd be like, do I?
I've been waiting for this my whole life. I've been training.
I really have.
Isn't that creepy?
It's fantastic. Remember yesterday we talked about how it's National Breakfast Week or whatever, and IHOP has the Crunch Berry Pancakes.
You're not going to start talking about that again, are you? Because all day yesterday we were...
Well, today we could send someone.
We could send someone.
We could have sent someone yesterday.
Yeah. But how about, if you don't live by an IHOP... Mm-hmm. Captain Crunch has just released Berry-tastic Pancake Mix. Eat it. With ocean blue maple flavored syrup. The bright blue syrup was also made in collaboration with Aunt Jemima. And just like the pancake mix, it's going to be available. You can get it at Walmart this month. Yeah.
It's colored blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's a normal taste?
It's maple syrup, but it's blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how cool is that? Berry-tastic pancakes, and then you're like, look at this blue maple syrup. Which, sure, you can get blueberry maple syrup.
That's
but
what
this
I'm saying.
Is...
I'm just suggesting that.
You're really taking the fun out of
that's
it.
That's not okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll have it either way.
Okay. Can I interest you, coming in June 2020, Smart Food Captain Crunch's Crunch Berries Popcorn Mix?
Eat it. Popcorn mix.
Anytime you say Captain Crunch, I'm fully in.
Yeah.
I'll try whatever.
It's certainly worth a try.
Yes.
No matter what it is.
All right, because you seemed kind of down on it when I first started the story.
I mean, the man loves sugar.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Why were you so mad? But I figured out maybe that's why my stomach is growling to the point of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Like, turn the mic down. Is it because I'm just looking at this thinking... I would like those pancakes.
Yes, as someone who does the fast food report, it does not help to talk about food in the
morning. Let's get the pancakes.
We can send someone. Yes, let's do that today.
Okay. Sounds good.
He has no pizza experience.
You know what goes with pancakes?
What?
Pornhub.
I don't think that's true.
Hmm? Pornhub is releasing their first ever non-adult film today. The movie is a documentary called Shakedown.
What if it was like Moonlight 2? It was like something very beautiful and serious.
No.
And great.
Yeah.
It's a stream of consciousness narrative about a queer woman and men, the queer women and men who populate the lesbian strip club scene in L.A. in the early aughts.
I would like to see it.
Yeah.
It's like a Werner Herzog movie. This is a very serious documentary, it sounds like.
It is.
Okay.
And that's where I go for documentaries now.
They have the best ones.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like people would say, oh, I'd go to Penthouse to read the articles or Playboy, whatever it was.
Either one.
Yeah!
Right?
Now I'm going to Pornhub for my docs. Shakedown. Available today. Who's going
to
watch it?
It's exciting news. I mean, I will if I have to for work.
For work,
as
sure.
As research.
Again, it's a non-adult film.
Oh.
So
yeah,
maybe
that's what
while
they say,
you're
but
on
it's
there.
Pornhub.
Eh, okay. I mean, they're saying it's a non-adult film. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's serious.
Okay. All right.
But whatever you want to do. Let's get those pancakes.
Where'd we get Panera?
No, I just said pancakes, ma'am. Some birthdays for you. Soccer legend Landon Donovan. Catherine O'Hara. Is there anyone funnier?
She's hilarious.
She's
great. The best. And Patricia Heaton. And that, why did I emphasize Heaton?
I don't know. That was odd.
That was odd,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Patricia Heaton. And that's what's happening.
All right. We have all the latest on the coronavirus next. So the coronavirus, stories everywhere. You can't get away from
mm-mm.
it.
Yeah.
And John Oliver did a piece this weekend that was so great. He's maybe one of the best, one of the funniest.
So true.
He starts with wacky news stories about things people have heard and tried and how you can remain safe in the era of the coronavirus.
Joy Johnson emailed us asking, can I get coronavirus from a package being delivered from China? That's a great question.
Talk about these masks. Do we get them or don't we?
Some people are wondering if you can protect yourself from the virus by gargling with bleach.
What?
Or taking steroids.
Can you get the coronavirus by eating Chinese food?
No! No, you can't! Of course you can't get the coronavirus from eating Chinese food. In fact, if you're eating at a Panda Express, you can't even get Chinese food by eating Chinese food. Although, I will say this, you are unlikely to get the coronavirus if you regularly gargle bleach, because you know what they say, being dead is already the best medicine.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
You can't get sick if you're already dead. That makes sense.
That does make sense.
Did you guys see the top official in Iran, ironically?
Yeah.
The guy in charge of... Mm-hmm. This illness died from this illness.
Oh, I didn't know he died. I know he got
yes,
sick.
He was sick. And he was on, this is John Oliver explaining it, but he was on press conferences where he was just like sweating like crazy and like trying to pat himself down.
Oh, no.
And then he was like coughing
well,
and just like,
know, how can
at
you
press conferences yeah. to reassure people.
The true way to fight a disease is to be one with it.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And in some countries, the response was handled so badly, you could watch the virus spread live on television. In Iran, a government spokesperson attempted to reassure people that the virus was under control, while the deputy health minister standing next to him started mopping away fever sweat like an Alabama preacher.
It's ironically funny because he's the guy that's supposed to be in charge of it. And you can see that guy's going down.
Yeah.
That guy was later confirmed to have the coronavirus, although not before going on TV again to explain away his symptoms while coughing all over the f-ing studio.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not ideal. That's not what you want.
No.
And Iran is a terrible place for it because the government threatened the doctors at the beginning of it and said, don't tell anyone.
That's chill. Yeah,
that's not chill. Necessarily the way you want to go with this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always the people that come in, the scam artists,
mm-hmm.
that come in and try and make money off of it.
Some people are even clearly trying to profit off the present panic, like televangelist Jim Baker, who has a cure that he'd love to sell you.
By the way, Jim Baker used to be a televangelist that was disgraced, wasn't he?
Yeah, with Tammy Faye, mm-hmm. his
yes.
wife.
And he quit, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he came back, and now he has something else he loves selling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you recommend, as a doctor, people to have silver in their house for
never
a pandemic?
You never want to be without silver. Right?
Did you guys know that?
Silver.
Right. Silver.
Okay.
It looks like it's in a supplement bottle, so I'm assuming it's not silver. Silver.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, also, Jim Baker is making a bunch of money on apocalypse-ready packages.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
yes,
when
too.
The world is ending,
oh,
you have a package that's filled with food and stuff. So
he got a doctor to say you don't ever want to be without silver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I feel like the three of us need to step it up if that's the case.
Get silver.
Yeah.
You're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Totally eliminate it, kills it, and deactivates it.
Okay.
Deactivate.
That is ridiculous. Silver does not kill coronavirus. Silver kills werewolves.
I mean, everyone knows that.
Yeah, it's true.
Sure. Everybody knows that. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Did you see the dad with the kid doing an interview?
Yes. Amazing. Yeah. Kid on his lap, and he is hacking up a lung.
Yes.
Onto his child.
Talking about how healthy he is.
Yes. I mean, this is a guy that was in Wuhan for a while. And
being tested.
He got tested twice.
Yes.
And it was negative twice. And he was in quarantine. Now he's not in quarantine anymore, and he's talking to the TV news. And his kid is drinking water, and he's desperate for a drink of water because he can't stop coughing.
I think as time goes forward, hopefully doctors and scientists will get a better handle on the whole situation. Fortunately, from what I understand, you know, it is contagious, but the death rate is pretty low. So,
I mean, come on. It's almost... Again, the irony of a guy saying how healthy he is while coughing is just insanity.
I had to double check it wasn't like a character that he was doing just to pull one over on the news.
Saturday Night Live's not that funny.
No.
Though, so... It's real.
Yeah, I understand the fear.
Yeah. Well, we can see you still have a cough. What do the doctors say about your own condition moving forward as we wrap this up?
Now, he looks at his daughter's taking a drink of water, and he reaches for it once, but he's like, oh, my daughter's drinking. I'm on TV. Maybe I shouldn't take it. Yeah. And then literally just goes, I need some water.
Yeah.
Takes it from her, puts it right in his mouth, drinks it, and then gives it right back to
her.
And
she puts it in her mouth.
excuse me. Let me get some of that. They said, yeah, I'm fine. I got tested twice, negative both times. The cough, probably just nerves.
Yeah, being on TV.
Right, those nerves cough.
Yeah. Oh, man, we always get those.
And
the TV hosts are like, oh, right. Everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
You don't get a cough from being nervous.
Yeah.
Dude's sick.
That's a lot.
So, read the study.
Right? Mm-hmm. So back to John Oliver.
And at this point, you may be wondering, how scared should you be?
All right. That's a valid question.
Great question. And many answers have went through my head.
Yes.
And the answer is probably a bit. Look, I don't want to be alarmist here, but I also don't want to minimize what we could be facing. It's really about trying to strike a sensible balance. Basically, if you're drinking bleach to protect yourself right now...
You show a guy chugging bleach.
You should probably calm the f*** down. If you are, say, licking subway poles because you're certain nothing can hurt you, maybe don't do that. You want to stay somewhere between those extremes. Don't be complacent. And don't be a f***ing idiot.
I mean, that's pretty good advice, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good advice.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about Beer Mug on the red carpet.
Yes.
Oh, finally.
Very excited.
Coming up in about 5 minutes here on K-Rock. All right, what you're about to hear might be the most Mugs thing ever.
That's saying something.
He was on the red carpet for the movie Spencer Confidential. Now, I, like most of you, have not heard of that. So I looked it up.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. It comes out Friday on Netflix.
Yes.
And it stars Mark Wahlberg, Winston Duke, Alan Arkin, Eliza's in it, Mark Maron's in it, Post Malone is in it. Looks pretty good.
All right.
And I think you remember when we had Eliza Schlesinger, she had brought up being in another Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yes.
This is the one.
This is the one. And it comes out Friday on Netflix. And Muggs was on the red carpet. And this was his big opening to say, hey, everybody, I'm here. Check me out.
Beer Mug here in Westwood for the premiere of Spencer Confidential, starring Mark Wahlberg and Winston Duke. This movie looks awesome. I've seen the trailer. I'm about to talk. I almost had that.
I mean, look.
So close, dude.
Look,
so
as a guy who almost has it a lot, I'm going to give that to you for the win.
Thank you. That was multiple sentences.
Yeah.
I think we got the information we needed.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I'm going to say thumbs up on that one.
Thank you.
Good job.
Now,
thank you.
He talks to James Dumont, who is a character actor.
Mm-hmm.
You may or may not know him. Muggs knew him from one movie. When was Speed? When did Speed come out?
I believe Speed was 1994.
Something in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what Muggs wanted to talk about.
Right.
Not Spencer
Which is
Confidential.
Kind of, it's kind of like code for, like, what the F happened, man. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So I did a little research before you came up, and I found out, James, that you're in one of my favorite, one of my all-time favorite action movies, Behind Point Break.
Can I point something out?
Please.
You said I did some research. So it wasn't even like you recognized his face.
Right.
You were like, I looked up your IMDb, then realized who you are.
You got it.
Okay. I found out. Right. Not I recognized you. I found out via this research.
Okay.
And that's not the most insulting thing he does.
Also, oh, no.
Also, it's my it's a great movie, just right behind another one you're not in. Point Break.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Speed for sure, dude. That's the best one.
Speed.
That's Die Hard on a bus. You can't go wrong.
All right, so now he's thinking, okay, we talked about Speed. Let's put that behind us and move on to the current thing.
Who'd you play in Speed? You got I'm in the opening scene of Speed. I get killed in like the first 5 minutes.
Well,
you can't miss me in this one. This is the thing. Like, you have to be really...
Okay, that's a pretty good pivot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a pretty small role in Speed, but check me out in this one because I'm all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they keep talking about that.
Really baked and really just like not aware to like, oh, because I'm in like 80 movies, but they're like, oh, what are you in? What scene? I don't want to have to explain anymore. You know what I mean? And every scene, I don't have to explain anymore. I don't.
He's so happy that he's moving on to this new movie
and
he doesn't have to explain who he was and what role he played.
Mm-hmm. And he's on the red carpet for it so he can finally talk about it.
Yes.
That's awesome, James. I was going to go back to Speed real quick.
No, 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 no. What? No. What?
Don't Great. Do it.
He worked so hard to correct that car and the lady wanted to go in, and you're like, you know what?
It's great.
Good for you.
I needed more information about
Speed. How much more information do you need about Speed? The dude literally says, hey, you're not supposed to be here. Like, that's it.
He was honestly a glorified extra in it.
Yes.
Well, he said he was in the opening scene, and I just wanted to find out more.
Okay.
How much more do you need? I'm saying he's trying desperately to get this interview to talk about the movie where he can finally stop explaining what he does. And you go, I'd like to go back to that other movie so you can tell me what you do.
From 20 years ago, I need a detail.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome, James. I was going to go back to Speed real quick because...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here for that.
Here we go.
I met Dennis Hopper in Malibu one time driving on PCH.
Yeah.
And he was so cool. He was in his Mercedes and it was me and my buddy. And I just looked over and I'm like, Dennis! And he turned and he waved. And I can't believe that guy stabbed you in the head with a screwdriver.
Absolutely.
That is a solid, solid story right there. I'd like to buy the rights to it.
So good.
So you yelled at his car, Dennis.
Dennis!
And he just looked at you?
And he waved.
Yeah? Oh, mm-hmm. cool.
That's the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to buy the movie rights to that, if that's cool.
And he can't believe that that guy who was so nice to him while driving killed a guy in a movie.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago. Was, yeah. Now he talks to Sean O'Keefe, and he's pretty sure this dude wrote a movie that he's a fan of, so he brings it up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Sean. Well, it's very nice meeting you. I saw the trailer for Spencer Confidential. It looks awesome. I did a little background on you before you walked up here, and I found out...
Again... Mm-hmm. I found out, meaning I had no idea who you...
That you wrote one of my favorite movies, horror movies of all time, Scary Movies. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Did you?
I wish I had written that.
Well,
he didn't write that. Happened so much.
I saw on his IMDb, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Right. Okay.
And
he didn't write it, though, is what he tells you.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you?
I wish I had written that. I was...
Is that an IMDb error?
No, I was... I'm on IMDb for it, not the writer.
I can't believe IMDb got it wrong, Muggs is saying.
Right.
What?
I mean, well, I'm almost excited to hear how it's a mistake.
I was slaving away as an assistant on that movie.
Okay.
He was an assistant.
Yeah, he was like a 19-year-old college
student. Continued success, man. Yeah.
Continued success.
So sweet, though.
Who knew that assistants got credits on IMDb?
They don't. That's just incorrect.
No. It has to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to hear. I want you to hear again the timing of this
on that movie.
Okay. Continue success, man.
Yeah. Continued success. Keep up that writing career.
I mean, he did write Spencer Confidential. I mean,
yeah. I mean, he's
pretty successful.
I mean, you should bring up his assistant job.
Now, Muggs describes to a guy from Boston, Kip Weeks. Describes the Boston accent to him for some reason. Right.
Oh, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, you just all the ARs are ah, and ERs are ah.
Right.
Okay.
Right, Allie?
That's pretty much the rule.
I mean, you drop the A, and then you also add an R when there should be an A.
I heard a specialist one time say,
ARs are ah, and ERs are ah.
I mean,
I mean, that's pretty tough to argue.
It's pretty good.
Just forget about the letter R.
I gotta ask you.
All right, what do you think he's gonna ask? I will give you $100 if either of you can guess. So obviously, it's not where you think it's gonna go.
Well, as someone who just looked up the credits of the guy he thought wrote mm-hmm. I Know What You Did Last Summer, and it says clearly in big words, assistant to Miss Chafin, mm-hmm. Directly on the IMDb.
Right. Where's he going to go from
sky's
here?
Sky's the limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
$100. No? No
There's
guesses?
No way.
All right.
Best thing besides Mark Wahlberg to come out of Austin.
Oh, not
I like
bad,
that question.
Mugs.
Mugs, I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Kevin mm, doesn't
you.
Like it.
No,
I like it.
Now, 2-1.
I like it.
He's been outvoted.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're not voted. That's yeah. a good question.
Awesome. Okay. All right.
Okay, wow. You got the Dropkick Murphys.
Yes.
You got the Red Sox. You okay. got the New England Patriots. You got the Boston Celtics. Mm. You've got the Bruins. We're pretty good there in the sports world.
Yeah, that's not what you want, necessarily.
It's kind of a dead-end answer.
Tell me all about the Boston sports franchises yeah. that have done really well that Southern Californians hate.
Yeah.
Alexandra Vino.
Rare.
Oh no, how's this gonna go?
Oh yeah.
It's not
oh
as,
no.
It's not as bad as you would think.
Did you fool around with the Boston accent before this movie, or was this your first foray into it?
It was my first time doing a Boston accent.
Look at you, word of the
Very
day.
Very good.
Foray,
yeah.
Word of the day.
I love that food.
Oh no.
Brandon Scales shows up and Muggs wants to know what it was like working with Mark Wahlberg, Great. Which I think is a valid question.
I'm here with actor Brandon Scales. You play Terrence in Spencer Confidential. Yes. What was it like working along? How many scenes do you have with Mark?
I don't really have a whole lot of scenes with Mark in this one.
By the way, if he had any, he would have said one.
Right.
If he had one, he would have said one.
He probably doesn't have any.
He right. has to say I don't have any scenes with him.
Okay.
That's why you ask.
Yeah, that's why you asked.
Muggs wouldn't know. He hasn't seen the film.
Correct, yes. Okay. All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you. We need to take a break.
Okay.
He interviews Steve Jablonski.
Yes!
For an hour and a half.
He's the man, guys.
Who is he?
He is the best
he
composer
does soundtrack. Yes.
In the world.
Soundtracks, yes.
Focusing on...
By the way, he is great at it.
I'm sure he's incredible, but we mm-hmm. also have Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
We
Alan
have
Arkin.
Little Rel Howard, Alan Arkin. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have people who clearly would
he
have been
speaks to Eliza.
Guests. Yeah, Eliza Schlesinger.
For an extremely short time.
Who's a friend of the show.
Yes. So right. we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back with more of Beer Mug on the Red Carpet. Mug is on the red carpet for the movie Spencer Confidential, which comes out on Netflix this Friday. It's mm-hmm. about an ex-cop. Got sent to jail, framed, a whole thing. He's trying to bring them back down.
Good
the whole
sell,
movie
Kevin.
Looks good.
Good sell.
It does look good. Mm-hmm. The guy who did the music is Steve Jablonski.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Muggs has the inability to not mention other people who are also great at what they do.
Give me Hans Zimmer.
Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about it. Forget Hans Zimmer. Forget Danny Elfman.
Forget the guy's clearly more accomplished than
Why? Why not just ask him about him?
Look, I was trying to build him up mm-hmm. on the precipice that I have put him in my own category of composers.
Okay. And he knows that in Jablonski's head, Zimmer and Elfman are the ones above him.
Yes.
He wants to bring him above in the ranks.
Yes. Yeah,
I see. So you're really concerned about his mental health and yes. his status of where he is.
I want to
prop
That's
him
sweet.
Up.
That's very sweet. Okay. Very sweet.
Yeah, who, right? I got Steve Jablonski, composer of Spencer Confidential. Not only of Spencer Confidential, one of my favorite soundtracks and scores of all time. Steve, I'm so happy to tell you. I'm so happy you're standing in front of me. What you did for Pain and Gain.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
What?
What he made, what he created.
Now, we don't need you to recreate the entire right. interview, which is about 10 minutes long.
Pain and Gain.
The Rock and Mark Wahlberg film, right?
What year?
I got to say... Early 2010s
okay.
Is unreal, dude. How do you do it? I haven't seen Spencer Confidential. I saw the trailer, but I haven't seen the movie yet. But so let's just go back. How do you write such an emotional, awesome score? Because painting, we're going back to Painting Game. I know. Awesome. I got somebody who's a music head, like loving that, just like that. That whole track. Oh,
what?
That whole album.
What?
That whole album. How do you do it?
What?
Oh man, that's a big question. Well, thank you, first of all.
Look at
I haven't
Max's
heard that
face.
Name for a while.
Wow.
Max can't believe what you said.
What was I doing?
It's a good question, but it's,
I'm going to suggest that this will be a finalist in the best Muggs interviews of all time.
That was great. Yes.
That was very good.
Because we've only heard the beginning.
Okay.
Steve, I think that's a whole different movie if your music's not in it.
I appreciate that.
For Pain and Gain, not as good. Not, yeah. Steve Jablonski didn't do the music.
Right. Very nice.
That's the truth.
Okay. Okay.
K-Rock listeners, I'm not kidding you. I'm not blowing smoke. Check out the Pain and Gain soundtrack.
Mm. Gotta be on Spotify and all that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, we'll get to the movie now. Spencer Confidential.
Well, what's the track? What was it? Getting Pumped?
Yeah.
I did that.
I wish I had the track listing in front of me. The build up, the one that goes, boom. I can't even do it. I'm not gonna even try to. Like,
that was good. For my next score.
You're too kind, Steve. You're too kind. Well, I can't wait to see Spencer Confidential, especially now that I know you've composed the soundtrack, because the score. I mean, dude, amazing. Yes. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm a huge fan. Really, I'm not just saying that. How
much time? You guys think he's finished?
No,
he's not. He's not even close to being finished.
You notice also that he hasn't handed the mic over at all.
Correct.
You can hear Jablonski, but he's in the background, barely audible.
And then listen.
How much time you got? Okay, because I want to hold on. I gotta pull up and tell. Because I don't know, but I mean, I haven't listened to it in a while. But I swear to God, listened to it one time. On
tell
repeat.
Me you're looking through your phone for his soundtrack.
Shh.
Oh my god! I'll tell you right now. Well, my favorite one. Okay. Oh my god,
not
I'm failing.
Mic.
I'm
20 something.
Oh my god, I'm failing, Steve. I'm sorry. Pain and.
So Muggs is going to bail, right? Because he can't remember any of the names of the song.
I mean.
So bail.
He did ask him how much time he has.
Yeah,
right
true. He
this.
Did. That was polite.
Score. Here we go, Trax.
Oh god.
It is so hard. Okay, not I'm big.
Trying to think of the name of the song.
Hold on. Track.
From Pain and Gain, not this movie.
This guy's on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. All right, let's see if that works. I'm like nervously typing. Not yeah. Okay. I'm big. Oh, here we go.
He's going through his phone, Allie.
Muggs, I love you so much.
That's happening. Way more pain than gain.
That's happening.
So
this is happening.
Pain.
This.
Yeah. There we go. Steve Jablonski on All Music. Here we go. This is gonna have it. Here we go.
This is real time.
Yep.
Was there any part of you?
He's on the web.
Was there any part of you that went, I need to bail on that one now? Because
it's too deep.
I'm going through my phone to talk to a guy who does music about a movie in 2011-12.
It's too deep, Kevin.
Oh. I think I just got lost in
really?
The moment.
He's Donnie Brasco'd.
Honestly, all deep. We need is for you to yell at someone. What's the password for the carpet?
Yep. Hold, please.
Here we go. Okay. It is.
Well, at least he's got it now.
Sometimes you gotta run. Nice. The build-up in that, dude. That's when the Rock.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, now we hear Mike. Now we hear all of Steve and none of Bugs.
Everyone's off mic.
Not sure why that happened.
Gets out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he runs basically.
So real quick, because I know you're busy. When you watch the movie,
it's way too late for real quick. You passed real quick 10 minutes ago.
Oh my god!
So good.
Hold please.
While you write the score in your head simultaneously, what's the process like?
I mean, it's not simultaneous. Right. I'll say that.
Right.
It's not like he's watching the movie and writing the music simultaneously.
He's on the set watching a scene on the piano. Yeah.
I swear to God. The film, Pain and Gain, takes place in Miami. Last time I was in Miami, I literally was driving around.
Still talking to Steve Jablonski. Still talking about Pain and Gain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Set in Miami. Mm-hmm.
Listening to that. Yeah. Just because it fits.
Awesome. I've never been. I got to go.
Really?
I don't know if I can listen to my own music while I drive around.
Come on. Why not, Steve? Steve, thank you so much. Continue success. You're the man. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Thank you. Take care.
Steve Jablonski. I don't think I've ever geeked out over anybody that hard before.
Glad you did.
Why?
So happy. Real glad you did.
So happy.
Why would you make him stand there while you thumb through your phone to find the name of a song that's not on this movie?
For the first time ever on the history of this show, I have no defense.
You've never had a defense.
You shouldn't have.
That's the beauty of it.
I have no defense for that.
I thought it was wonderful.
I thought it was wonderful.
All right, let's continue.
That's great.
That's legit. Uh-oh. Who's cheering? What are we cheering for?
Steve Jablonski.
Oh, Wahlburgers just showed up.
Yeah.
The true star of Spencer Confidential.
Man.
The
all right.
Wahlburgers.
How about a little Alan Alda?
Okay.
All right, Tess. All right, we're keep it quick. Mr. Arkin.
Yes, Arkin.
Very, very nice to meet you. My name is Beer Mug from the world-famous K-Rock.
Oh, did I say the wrong name?
It's Alan Arkin, not Alda, yeah.
Okay. So really quick, and he starts off really quick. He understands that.
Just want to tell you I'm a huge fan. You are part of my life. It's really good. Thank you, Mr. Arkin. That means a lot. It's really good to see you. Tell me real quick your character in Spencer Confidential, because it's awesome to see you on the big screen again.
All right, you ask him about this movie. Good.
Right. I've been on the big screen every year for 50 years.
It's good to see you in movies again. I'm in a movie.
Alan Arkin.
Every year for 50 years, I've been on the big screen.
Alan Arkin. He's Alan Arkin.
Mr. Arkin, did you see that Wahlburgers just got here?
What did you do with all that time off since 50 years ago when you were on the screen?
Did you see Pain and Gain?
Your character in Spencer Confidential, because it's awesome to see you on the big screen again.
I've been on the big screen every year for 50 years.
Now, I can tell you for sure, because I've been in this situation, he's being really kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's just pointing that. He didn't know whether to...
No, he's not
no,
mad.
He's just poking in a fun way.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're right. But, like, you're right. But it's always good to see you, is what I meant. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come across like that.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
He's the best.
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? He ended with that. And I say Muggs. That's who he is.
That's a dream.
Oh, my God. I love it.
All right, I still have Eliza and I still have Mark Wahlberg.
Take my what's happening.
Yeah.
Really? Take my what's happening, please.
Three breaks?
Yeah.
Three breaks. We'll come back. It's so good, Muggs.
We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
Wahlberg is here.
Woo! All right. Beer mug on the record.
The rare three-segmenter.
Holy moly.
I don't know how long it's been since we've done three segments on this.
Been a while.
He is literally decompressing in between these, like really rethinking
what
you did.
He's more surprised than you guys are.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the scary part. He's like, what happened? I didn't even remember that.
I think I blacked out.
He's out of body.
All right. Are you ready for maybe the shortest interview he's ever done?
Yes.
With Eliza Schlesinger.
Oh, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm. She plays a character named Sissy, and this is the conversation.
Sissy's Boston accent, mad wicked.
Mad wicked.
Mad wicked.
Goodbye, beer mug.
What? What? She knows who you are. She knows you.
She did the right thing.
Just out.
100% did
she
the right thing.
She knew we'd be breaking it down? I don't know.
100% did the right thing.
Wow.
Goodbye, beer mug.
Sissy's Boston accent, mad wicked.
Mad wicked.
Mad wicked.
Goodbye, beer mug.
What is going on?
All right.
What do you think that is?
That's just her being funny, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
The timing
Hopefully.
Of it is just...
Okay.
That's funny.
All right.
I like Eliza.
We do too. My God.
All right. Listen, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark
Wahlberg is up now.
Ready.
She said Jablonski told me I had to get out of here.
I don't have that kind of time.
Yeah.
So Mark Wahlberg, star of the movie,
mm-hmm.
now stops by.
Why is everybody clapping? Wahlbergers is here!
Hey, Mark. Nice to meet you, my man. All right. You ready, Sean? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, all of a sudden, he's a professional. Right. Sean, you ready? You rolling? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Have you seen Pain and Gain, Mark? Oh, you're in it? Okay. Jablonski's the score, though, right?
The man of Spencer Confidential. He's on the poster with Winston Duke.
He's on the poster?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is a good thing to
Yeah.
You may know. You might know him, Mark Wahlberg. Mark, real quick, you got to go in, so I'm going to keep it short. Number one, any action movie with you in it, I'm seeing. I just geeked out with Steve Jablonski about Pain and
Oh,
Gain.
Oh, my God.
He's talking about Pain and Gain right now.
Oh, my God.
Right now he's talking about it with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah!
He went back to Pain and Gain.
Yeah, he did.
And referenced Steve Jablonski.
He sure did.
Like the soundtrack and the movie. That's, I mean, I fell in love with The Rock even more in that movie. And you. Number two.
Also you.
Is Mark not mic'd? He's talking right now, right? Bring me back.
He's about to talk.
He's about to talk. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
One of Dwayne's best performances by far.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys, you killed it. Yeah. You took like a crazy story and kind of made it comical, which is nuts.
Fun. Yeah. It's crazy because people don't realize that it was a true story.
Yeah.
So when it gets a little dark, it gets a little crazy. But
all right, just a reminder that Muggs is going to make this quick because he knows that Mark Wahlberg has to get it.
I saw the trailer for Spencer. I can't wait to. I didn't want to watch it because I tend to be a blabbermouth and give out everything away while I'm talking to the cast. So the important thing on my list right now, I've never had a Wahlburger, and you were generous enough to drop these off to the hungry.
That was Post Malone.
Post Malone? Really?
All right. Posty couldn't be here tonight, and every time.
Where'd the mic
go? Do you
want
to mic him up?
I don't know what I was doing with my mic technique, but it clearly.
I do. You were pointing it away from him.
An incorrect use of technique.
This is the star of the movie.
None.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Let's hear that. A little bit of that.
Posty couldn't be here tonight,
And every time I get a call, the Post is at Wahlburgers.
Oh, there he is.
From the second it opens until the middle of the day.
Post Malone, not a surprise, he's at Wahlburgers.
Right.
From first when it opens first thing to midday.
Okay. Eating everything on the menu. So, you know, he was kind enough to send those to everybody.
Could I have your permission to take a bite in front of you? Mm-hmm. All right. Because I've never had one. I would like just real quick.
All right. So now,
you guys, we're real quick.
Now he's got a burger. Yes?
I legitimately don't remember any of this. That can't be true.
Oh my God.
That can't be true.
Oh my God.
I legitimately don't remember what he said in his answers. I don't remember.
Really?
I just heard that back. And
you don't remember any of this?
No, I really don't. I blacked out. I had a black out.
Perfect answer.
This is insane.
Perfect answer.
Wow. Is this rock bottom for you? You're going to have to stop smoking weed?
Something. God.
Stop
something
drinking,
needs,
whatever?
Something okay. needs to change.
That's great.
Okay.
All right. He doesn't remember any of it. Let's continue.
This looks delicious. We got the cheese. We got the these are onions.
Okay. So he's in a rush.
Uh-huh.
I understand you're in a rush.
Uh-huh.
Let's hurry through this.
Is this technically the biggest star maybe we've gotten on a red carpet with Mugs? I mean, Mark
Wahlberg
is very big.
Most of the time they walk past him they should.
Yeah. He's no Jablonski.
And by the way, yes. That is true. This was the only premiere that I got pretty much the entire cast.
It's good that you don't remember a second of it.
Massively famous.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your burgers.
I don't know. It might look kind of plain. It doesn't look like it has all the goods on it.
Why would you say, do you mind if I eat this in front of you? What?
Fetish?
That's not a thing. It's not a thing people do.
It's Muggs's kink.
Like, I'm going to eat a Wahlburger in front of Mark.
Do you mind if I eat it in front of you?
It's like he's eating it in front of a cow. Like, man, you need to see this.
That is a pretty good burger, Mark Wahlberg.
Got to go to the restaurant so you can have it fresh right off the grill.
I will do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, now.
Oh, okay. He was so nice.
He was nice.
Now he walks away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. I had a Wahlburger in front of Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, well, it's just like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a good recap, though.
Love it.
Holy hell.
Hold, please.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Mark Wahlberg taking a picture with every fan here. He's really a man of the people right there. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
He, I think, has a boner. I'm not positive. He's lit. The way he's looking at Mark Wahlberger is that he wants to take a bite out of him.
Oh.
That's how he's looking.
I mean, understandable, Mugs.
I mean,
yeah,
he's hot.
Look at him taking pictures. Really a true man of the people.
Look at that. Mark Wahlberg taking a picture with every fan here. He's really a man of the people right there. Look at that. He's not going in until he gets a picture with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. Man of the people right there.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Mugs. Are we clapping for Wahlburgers?
I think the whole thing.
You're welcome, I guess.
You honestly don't remember anything about it.
I think I was just so... I hadn't done a red carpet in such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was just overwhelmed and starstruck, and I just blanked. And I just...
I hope that happens again.
Me too.
Just act like an asshole.
Somebody needs to check on Steve Jablonski.
God bless Jablonski. God bless him.
Your mug legitimately didn't remember any of that.
Yeah, it's hard to follow it up, man.
Right?
He's so good.
I'm glad I don't have to do it.
So good.
Jensen?
What if my get up on this week was Wahlburgers? Or Jablonski.
Or Jablonski.
Either one. Listen, every week I bring you something that you should know about. For 10 years I did a podcast called Get Up On This where we featured things like Chance the Rapper when he was still in high school. These are things that we want to break into the mainstream. It's called Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up. On this.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
Get up.
Get on up.
On this.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
For the record, during the break, I ate the Captain Crunch Berries pancake special from IHOP.
Yeah.
And,
All right.
Excellent.
Fan?
Good to know.
It's pancakes with Captain Crunch on
it. I mean, really.
Can't be bad.
Where could you go wrong?
But, yeah.
Did you like your pancakes, Allie?
I got scrambled eggs and bacon.
Didn't understand why we did it, then.
Okay.
It was excellent.
Kevin, strange choice.
Kevin, you got the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You will update us later.
Yes, I haven't had time to
Why don't you ask Destiny? Oh, she got scrambled eggs and bacon, too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah!
We went to IHOP for this reason. You guys both went much healthier than we did. So again, Get Up On This is where I tell you about something that hasn't yet hit mainstream or something you may have forgotten. It usually falls into two things, these picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, newly released things, albums or Netflix series that just dropped, things that should be pointed out on their way to pop culture importance. But there's a whole nother section, right, of people that I'm cluing you in on very early. Something underground, something that we all need to wait for eventually over time. But I'm hoping that you'll stick it out with me and follow someone in their very early career. Today, it's the latter. My get up on this is a musician named Ernest Rareberg.
Ernest.
Ernest Rareberg. And the last name is spelled very odd, which is what, you know, millennials do nowadays, or I guess even Gen Zers do when they need the social media account. Can't just be like, you know, banks. You have to have like a dollar sign as the S. Ernest Rareberg. R-A-R-E. That makes sense. B-E-double-R-G. Two R's at the end.
Can All I right. say I hate him already?
Nope, you can't because it's good music. Out of East New York, Ernest has only released 3 songs officially on streaming services. If you add up the time on all 3 songs, it's just 6 minutes. It's just, basically, in other, you know, other decades, that would be just one song. But the diverse direction and unique sound of those 6 minutes is so extremely impressive, you won't even believe the 3 songs are done by the same person. We've talked about the definition of alternative music in 2020 here a lot on Get Up On This. We know it's a... me, at least, I'm a very strong proponent of how it's an evolving genre right now. You can't basically say it's the same as it was with Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's groups like Cherry Glazer or Dominic Fike or Billie Eilish, God, or Tyler, the Creator. These are all alternative musicians. It's an iPhone generation for playlists, and Ernest is perfect in sort of defying genres and moving in and out of them. Influenced by John Bryan, NERD, and 50 Cent. Talk about a wide, wide variety. He has only 419 followers on Twitter. And weirdly, I noticed on my way to work today, the same day we talk about him here on K-Rock, he was named a Best New Artist on the Pigeons and Planes blog, which is a big get. So things are looking up for the do-it-yourself hybrid. Let's get into the music. This is his first song. His name is Ernest Rareberg. He's this week's Get Up On This. This song is called Show Me Your Body. Strange and odd and rock based.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix of, guitar, rock art, guitar.
Yeah, mix of a lot of things. He can switch in between of a dance rock song, a ballad, or really anything. He was also featured recently by the tech company Dropbox, which we all use, I think, here at K-Rock. They flew him to L.A. with his producer and created a bunch of content with him, which is what most of his Google results are from. Though it's the first time that I've ever featured someone on Get Up On This where when you put in his name, Google asked, did you mean someone else? I thought, it's just early in his career. Let's listen to another song from Ernest Rareberg. This one is called Not My Dance. You think
catastrophe, dastardly passionate action peak, fathom chic undergoing mass defeat, constantly falling in dirt this week, obsolete rhythm flowing between the feet, get giddy then go with deep thought to leap, not pretty they're calling their friends to see.
Who is that?
Okay, that's Ernest Rareberg.
That's the same guy.
That's the same guy. He sounds like Anderson .Paak or even like D'Angelo on that song. Completely different feel, same kid. The range is nuts. And all boomers who continue to make fun of a new generation of alternative artists, whether it be Billie Eilish or Omar Apollo or any of these people who sort of have grown up on both hip-hop, pop, and even rock, right? It's the influence that bothers them. It's the idea that they were able to find so much inspiration from so many different types of artists. With that in mind, let's continue with one more song from Ernest Rareberg. This is something totally different. This song is called Travel.
All right, Who was that?
That is Ernest Rare.
Same guy.
Same guy.
Okay.
Same exact guy. You can get all three of his songs on the usual streamers, Apple, Spotify, and such. He has more on his own SoundCloud, but not many. Only like 6-7 total released. Since he hasn't released a new song in about 6 months, people are expecting something very new from him very soon, and I couldn't be more excited about it. Again, these guys, like Ernest Rareberg, are the new face of alternative music. I can't sort of stress that enough unless you want to live in the past, whether you like it or not. And the good news is, I like it. So again, his name is Ernest Rareberg, and he is my Get Up On This for this week.
Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
Get up,
get on up,
on this.
Get up, get on up,
on this.
So we have April Foolishness tickets coming up just after 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we had Knock Knock Jokes, and we all three thought that was going to be a disaster.
Right, mm-hmm. Obviously.
Because Knock Knock Jokes are terrible.
The worst.
We had three what we thought were winners. We couldn't even decide.
Not even winners, like clear winners.
Yeah.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen?
Today we're doing Yo Mama. So get ready for those just after 8 o'clock.
All right.
Jensen, tell us about Mark Hoppus's tweet.
Well, Mark Hoppus, by the way, what a guy on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's so
great.
Funny. It's just at Mark Hoppus. You know him from Blink 182. He tweeted this last week. Once my wife and I sat next to a couple at a fancy restaurant in New York. She was married. He was the other man. He wanted her to leave her husband. She couldn't because he'd just been fired and was sick and the kids and please just a little longer. It was awesome eavesdropping. So, like, Mark found himself at some restaurant right in the middle of what you would assume is the best soap opera on television.
Mm-hmm. Except for it's real.
Yes, except mm-hmm. it's real. And I'm sure Mark thinks about it all the time. Like, what happened? Did she end up leaving him? Is her husband okay? Like, these are things that come up in your mind when you hear a great conversation nearby in a restaurant or, you know, just out in the wild. And it got me thinking about the greatest moment in my own eavesdropping history. And it's pretty good.
You have an eavesdropping history?
Yeah, you know, it's just a sort of a past of scattered memories.
Okay.
And the one that I think about the most is that I went to a wedding of an acquaintance. I remember him sending me the invite and being like, hey, I see myself being better friends with you in the future, so I'm going to invite you to my wedding now. Like, it was kind of like we just became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that line where it's like, do I invite a new friend? So he sent me that and was like, you know, you're coming to my wedding. Mm-hmm. I was very happy to go. And he sat me next to, he's a TV writer, and he sat me next to Nev from Catfish.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so I'm next to Nev. It wasn't even like a celebrity kind of wedding or anything. It was just the guy from Catfish next to me. And he was with a woman he was dating at the time. Not the woman he's dating now, but it was someone different, Nev. And about halfway through the wedding, I realized they're fighting. Like, something's not good. You know that feeling you have when you're near someone that's
tense,
in an argument?
Yeah.
And so I start, you know, obviously tuning in because, like, you know, they're in an argument, they're near me. So I start listening, and he's arguing with her because she's angry about how much time he spends on the internet.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like if I had to write an argument for the guy from Catfish,
yeah.
He's having it with his girlfriend. And so I basically tune out the wedding. I'm sure the vows were beautiful. I don't remember anything from it. All I remember is Nev, and he was like, you knew. This is what he would say, stuff like this. Little paraphrase, but very close. You knew when we started dating that I live my life on the internet, and everything I do is on the internet. And my job is on the internet. And she goes, your job isn't checking Instagram. He says, my job is checking Instagram. And I'm literally right next to them. And he's like, you knew the show I do. You know my history with the internet.
Did you have any instinct to insert yourself into that conversation?
I wanted to be like, unless he catfished you, this doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like, he's only involved in if you're lying about dating. It's not like he has to go check, you know, the newest tweet. So it ended with them very pouty, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they dated much longer. But the goal of this is that I watched the guy from Catfish fight about being on Catfish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good eavesdrop.
I like it.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067 of your eavesdropping stories.
Yeah.
You heard, like Jensen just mm-hmm. did,
the greatest
a great conversation.
Possibly. Yes.
I heard one, and I actually just put my name into Twitter and wrote San Diego because I thought I had to have tweeted about this, and I sure did. It was July 9th, 2013. I was in line at Coffee Bean,
mm-hmm.
and the girl in front of me, God bless her, very pretty, talking to her friend, and they were trying to figure out when they got to San Diego what time it was going to be there. We were in L.A., you guys, and I'm listening to this conversation. So I tweeted, woman in line for coffee just asked her friend what time it was in San Diego. We're in L.A. I want to simultaneously hug and sterilize her. But it gets better because her friend, also pretty, responded to her.
Oh, didn't know?
No, she goes, I think we're the same time zone. Because No.
Oh, okay.
She goes, because we're in the spring time zone now.
Oh, no. Spring time zone.
And her friend goes, what's the spring time zone? She goes, oh, my God, where you hop forward. We hopped forward, remember, like months ago. And I'm sitting there like, don't end. Don't ever end.
Keep going.
I hope the coffee machines break and they tell us to stand here for 10 more minutes.
You would still be there, wouldn't you?
I would still be there. They were amazing, and I love them so much. But also, I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What time zone? Oh, we're in the spring time zone because we hopped forward, remember, months ago? You guys, I love them. And the fact that I think about them all the time.
Yeah, well, you should. That's
fantastic.
And now
I'm seeing, I tweeted about them in 2013. It was almost 7 years ago, you guys.
Because when you do catch a good conversation out in the wild, it's like only watching one episode of the best TV show.
It does stick with you. Yeah,
like, you need
true.
To know more. Mm-hmm. How did this finale end? What happened?
Yeah.
And you never get the answer.
All right, so your eavesdropping stories, 1-800-520-1067. Desiree, you hold on.
She heard quite an argument outside of her house.
About paying for sex. So we'll get to her in a minute. 1-800-520-1067. What's happening there, Jensen?
I don't know, man.
Let's go to RP.
Yes.
In Burbank. We are talking about you overheard a conversation. Eavesdropping is what we're talking about. RP, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
All right, tell us what you heard.
All right, so this was back in high school. It was junior year, and I was sitting in class just doing my work, and I hear a bunch of kids in the back, like, talking about where they're going to go for college. Mm-hmm. And this one guy asked this one girl, would you consider moving out of state? And she goes, yeah. And he asks where, and the girl says San Francisco. And and we live in Burbank, so it's like California.
No.
Yeah.
Was it the people you heard?
I feel like it was the girls in line in front of me at Coffee Bean.
That's fantastic.
It's the same
They're
thing.
Probably related.
Oh, good Lord.
Now that I remember, there was a girl in our high school that we overheard once say that she was going to drive to Hawaii.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
excellent.
It must be all the same person.
Oh, sweet spirits.
Thank you for the call, RP. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. Your eavesdropping stories next on K-Rock.
So we're talking about overhearing things. We didn't set out to eavesdrop,
right. But
whatever we're hearing was just too dang juicy, so yeah, maybe perked your ear up a little more. From the 323, overheard at work, a coworker discussing the church she was getting married at. Here's the quote. It's like 600 years old, way before Christ was born. We're surrounded by so much dumb, you guys. I love it.
And by dumb, you mean joy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Let's go to Desiree in La Habra. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning, guys.
Please tell us about the conversation that you overheard.
Okay, I'm sitting in my living room, and I hear loud yelling. And so I look out the window, and I see a guy pacing the street. And he's talking at the top of his lungs, and I could tell you the girl's name. Her name is Asia, because Asia was apparently very angry. He just kept saying, oh, Asia, 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 listen. Oh, my God, Asia, Asia. Now, this went on for a long time.
How long did you sit there and eavesdrop, though? I mean, you would have stayed there all night, right?
I would have stayed there all night.
Yep. Okay.
It was probably about 5 minutes, just pacing back and forth. He just kept saying, you need to clear my name. You need to clear my name. Back and forth, waiting several minutes for the punchline. The punchline was, I have never paid for sex.
You need
to explain this. I have never paid for sex. And he's on the top of his lungs on the street in the neighborhood.
I don't know if I believe him, Desiree.
Right?
Oh, I don't believe him at all.
Yeah,
and Asia was right.
Protest too much
Asia
to Asia.
Was right.
Yeah. See, to me, I would have yelled, he has, I know he has.
Don't listen, Asia.
Get out while you can. Thank you, Desiree, for the call.
Amazing.
Let's go to Jesse and Santa Ana. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I happened to go have lunch with my girlfriend. I sat at a different table because I was talking to the guys about interesting stuff, and the girls were talking about their things. I I don't know why I decided to lean over to tell her something, and I listened to the girl saying, you know what? That was a nice sunrise we saw. Is it the same one I see in Texas when I'm on vacation? And my girlfriend, who's very curt, just shut up really quick and turned red and just got up and we left.
What?
Yeah, she asked if it was the same sunrise as she sees in Texas.
You ride that out, dude.
Yeah, you got to stick it out,
you
man.
You got to hear
what
some more.
Hell?
Imagine the other things she thinks.
She wanted to slap her. What else was she going to do?
I mean, that's probably not the move. But...
Right. But, I mean, you know, when you meet a philosopher, you ask more questions.
You need to know more.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Robert, who's calling from Orange. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. So one night I'm walking home from the bar, and there's this couple, and they're arguing, you know, kind of in their car as I'm walking by. And the guy's like, get out, you know, get out, get out. It's over. It's over. And the girl, you know, she's yelling back at him, and they're loud as I'm walking by. And she yells back at him, well, who got Kiki pregnant, huh? Who got Kiki pregnant? Why is everyone saying that it's you? Try down.
Wow. If I heard that, all I would do with my wife moving forward is ask, who got Kiki pregnant?
Yep.
Did you? Like, it would become a meme in my family.
Well,
tell me that.
We know it was Drake.
Right,
Kiki was riding.
Right, sure.
Was
right. Tell me that you waited there for a more gems. Yes or no?
I definitely slowed my walk down as slow as possible.
Good. All of a sudden, he's walking backwards.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
they were on something.
That's fantastic.
Good
wow.
luck, Kiki.
Good luck, Kiki.
Good luck, Kiki. All right, let's go to Caesar in Chino Hills. Good morning, Caesar.
Morning.
Morning.
Eavesdropping.
Yeah, so I was at a Home Depot one time, and I was standing next to this couple who was looking at bathroom vanities. And this is back when those Nextel phones were pretty popular. Mm-hmm. So the dude had one on his belt. He got a chirp. And with the Nextel phones, the message or the sound bite would automatically come through. So a message came through letting him know, I got the results, and I'm pregnant. And his wife or girlfriend, whoever was with him, just turned around and looked at him and just yelled, you MF-er, and just started beating him right there.
Oh, that's not ideal.
I mean,
Nextel phones had to create a lot of problems back in the day.
It also just was like a true nightmare for public. Like just being in public and hearing beep, beep, and like all that stuff. It's like, honestly, he deserved to lose his wife over just the just the chirping.
Okay.
Just the fact that he had the chirping phone?
Yeah, forget the pregnancy even.
Thank you, Caesar, for the call. Let's go to Susie in Granada Hills. Good morning, Susie.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I was at a theater, like a play in a theater, and there was a group of four elderly people in front of me. And during intermission, the guys get up to leave to go get snacks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the one woman turns to the other and she's like, oh, so what do you think? Isn't he great? He's so active and he keeps me on my toes because he's only in his 70s.
Oh, so cute.
Young love, man.
How old was she?
Adorable thing ever.
Did she look like she was 80s?
Oh, yes, definitely. She was, definitely 80s at least.
Oh, that's pretty strong. So cute.
Show me photos of me and Loretta.
Why would you do that, Jensen?
Your mama jokes are bad, right?
Mostly.
In general?
I think they're better than Knock Knock, which we were so surprised with how good the Knock Knock jokes were.
For April Foolishness, we gave away tickets yesterday. We're going to give them away next. Mm-hmm. And you call in with your Yo Mama jokes.
Yeah.
Don't come with the weak crap, though.
No.
Because we got some real competitors out there.
Do we?
Sure.
We did. There were three people we wanted to win yesterday on the Knock Knock jokes.
You're right.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I agree.
I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Let's see. Let's see how the Yo Mama jokes come. 1-800-520-1067. Allie is here. What's happening?
Guys, I follow BBC Radio 2 on Instagram. And yesterday, a post caught my eye because just in all bold lettering, a massive band is reuniting. Don't miss the exclusive reveal. Wednesday morning on the Zoe Ball Breakfast Show. So I bring that up yesterday and I'm like, okay, this is in the UK. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be a UK band. My mind immediately goes to Oasis.
Same.
Because a massive band is reuniting. And then I thought, oh my God, what if it's Led Zeppelin? Like, what if it's Led Zeppelin for a one-off Glastonbury show? Like, that's huge. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking, oh, God, what if it's one of those, like, UK boy bands that nobody cares about?
Like, Take That.
Yeah. Something along those lines. So all night I was like, oh, who's going to be? Oh my God, are you ready?
You've been looking forward to the Oasis thing for a long time.
Forever.
And we've been pretty vocal about thinking it's the only one left.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you see a massive band is reuniting, don't miss the exclusive reveal. And then I tune in for the exclusive reveal, mm-hmm. and it's this. There's too many men, too many
people, making too many problems. Is this Genesis?
That's Genesis. So I unfollowed BBC Radio 2. listen, Genesis is great. People are very excited.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Genesis is better than great.
No, they're not.
Come
they're not.
On. They are a very, very good band that involves Phil Collins.
Very, very good. Agreed. Not great.
Yeah. I think Phil Collins on his own was better than with Genesis.
Well, you understand that Phil Collins was a drummer and then moved to the singing position for Genesis.
I'm well aware of the genesis of the band.
So what I'm saying is, between Land of Confusion, Tonight,
you're reading off of your computer because you don't even know the songs.
For the record, when you asked this morning, Can't Dance is really, truly a great Genesis song.
We do have a clip of that.
Okay.
I can dance. I can talk. Only thing about me is the way I walk.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Song is a bop.
Yeah. Great song.
In Too Deep, also a bop.
Hold up. Do we need a live reunion?
I thought that was Him Alone.
No.
Just because it's a great song. Do we need a reunion?
Well, from what I understand, the Genesis musicians are good. Right. So, like, he has, like, a good band behind mm-hmm. him.
Mike Rutherford is going to be on guitar. Who's Tony great. Banks, keyboardist.
Banks. I only know Rutherford. Truthfully.
And he can't play drums anymore.
Right, because of a hearing thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. Yeah. So his son, Nick, is going to be playing drums. Holy nepotism, am I right?
Right.
No other drummer out there?
I'm a huge Nick Collins fan.
Are you?
No.
Are you?
I'm not really interested in this.
I'm not either. Genesis. I think Genesis is probably right. I think people are more excited than not about this. Mm-hmm. But when I see a massive band is reuniting, I think I just have a different idea of massive.
Le Maître.
Did you think it was Le Maître?
That guy would be amazing. Okay.
Thought maybe you thought it was Le Maître.
No. But it's going to be cool, but it's only happening in the UK and Ireland for now. It's only, I think, 13 dates or 10 dates.
If they came to Los Angeles, Genesis, I assume you would go.
I would love to see Genesis. Okay. Yeah.
Allie?
No.
Same.
Thanks.
Do you guys... I mean, would you see Phil Collins? I guess that's a question.
I think I'd see Phil Collins.
I mean, I think
do
it's the
solo
same thing.
Stuff.
He's going to do solo stuff with Genesis.
Do you think?
Yes.
I think the other guys would be like, dude, you just went on a solo tour.
No.
Chill out.
Also, you know that this man took like a decade off of singing because of the hearing stuff. He just started singing again a couple years
ago.
What
if he's awful?
He's like, I can't dance. I also can't sing.
Oh,
like, it's like
be
too literal.
Oh.
This song is too real now.
I'm not interested. Even if he does a solo stuff, I don't care.
It's not for me.
I just don't care.
Yeah. Oasis.
Yeah.
Agreed. Led Zeppelin. Come on. That would be incredible. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was
a little let down.
Slightly let down.
Sure. Hmm.
I think I need to stop expecting at some point for Oasis to reunite.
Well, they've been teasing it a lot.
Well, no, it's Liam teasing it.
Okay, well.
Noel is like, stop it. It's never going to happen. I hate you. And Liam's like, why are you such a potato? And then he just moves on to something else. So I blame Liam, who's also my favorite of the Gallagher brothers.
It's a 50-50 chance.
It's a 50-50 chance, but I like his music a little better, his solo stuff.
I'm into Nick Collins.
Are you?
Yeah, sure.
You know he spells it N-I-C.
Does he?
Oh, just come on.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
I was in.
Yeah.
You're back out now
is
because
it over?
It's N-I-C.
Clap if this sounds like a show you'd be interested in.
Just Jensen.
One person. All right.
Yeah. Well, Casey Finger on the Button Girl said that did this.
No one can see that?
Yeah, okay,
she was showing excitement about Genesis. Because they're a great band.
Yeah.
I did that to the room, and Kevin's like, Allie, you can't see it. Chance the Rapper. In negotiations to join Anne Hathaway in Warner Brothers' live-action adaptation of Sesame Street.
What?
You heard me.
What?
What does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
Listen. This is all you need to know. The co-creator and director of Portlandia is behind this.
That sounds great.
In Don't Even Care. You don't even need to know what it's about.
I have so many questions. A live-action Sesame Street?
The story follows the Sesame Street characters after they're mysteriously expelled from their own neighborhood, forcing them to collaborate with history show host Sally Hawthorne to prove that Sesame Street actually exists.
I'm going to wait for reviews on this one.
This sounds amazing.
Just I'm going to wait for a review. This was the plot of the He-Man Masters of the Universe movie.
Was it
in
really?
The 80s. Yeah, it's Courtney Cox, I believe, but He-Man falls into normal Earth from, you know, Eternia or whatever. Mm-hmm. Also Garbage Pail Kids. This was also the 80s idea. So this is not proven to be a very good plot.
I mean, I'm in.
All right. I'm nervous.
Let us know.
Big Bird.
Yeah, all right.
Snuffle up, I guess.
Sure.
Honestly, I'd rather not.
I mean, it feels like you have great memories of that.
Elmo.
I love Sesame Street, but boy, I don't know about live action. Does that mean they turn into normal people?
Cookie
no.
Cookie Monster.
No, you got me there. C is for Cookie, and Cookie is for me.
That's what I'm saying. This will be Chance the Rapper's second major acting job. He was in the A24 horror comedy movie Slice.
Yes.
And then, of course, he played himself in Between Two Ferns. So, more like Chance the Actor, am I right? Because...
Yeah.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's on.
Okay. Shouldn't
just
be.
Just not anything coming into it. It's worth... Okay.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Some birthdays for you all. Landon Donovan, Patricia Heaton, and Catherine O'Hara, and that's what's happening. Get out!
Tickets for April Foolishness. Next, Yo Mama Jokes, 1-800-520-1067. All right, we have tickets for April Foolishness. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now. If you'd like to buy them at AXS.com, you can get them for as cheap as $30.
Can you remind people who's on the bill? Because for $30, you don't get people like that.
No, I mean, it's all headliners, which is the best thing in the world. It's Adam Carolla.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jeff Garlin.
Yes.
It's Fortune Feimster.
Yep.
It's Jen Kirkman. Mm-hmm. Adam Ray. Steve-O.
Yeah.
Justin Willman.
They just added Justin Willman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Clownvis.
The music and the stylings.
The stylings.
Of Clownvis.
Tickets. Tickets starting at $30 is obscene.
Obscene.
But there are also VIP tickets. They're the ringside tickets that you can get where you can go to the party with us beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You get to hang out with us, have a cocktail, have some snacks. I mean, let's focus on the cocktail and snacks. That's the important part. Plus, you get a T-shirt and you sit up close. They could sweat on you. Clownvis can, like, drop a little. Like, what if his nose falls off?
Oh.
What?
Hmm?
And you get his nose.
Mm-hmm.
What a night.
So you can buy tickets up front in case his nose falls off.
Yeah.
Listen, it wasn't the greatest sell.
Quite a clown show.
We're giving away a pair of tickets right now for Yo Mama Jokes.
Oh.
Yo mama's so ugly. Yo mama's so fat. Yo mama jokes. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yo mama.
Yo mama's so dumb. Yo mama's so old. Tell your mama joke. Come on. Be cold.
Yo mama's
so ugly.
Yo mama's
so fat.
Yo mama's
so old.
Yo mama's
so dumb.
Yo mama's
so poor.
Yo mama's
so hairy.
Yo mama's
jokes.
I want to hear Harry.
Yeah, well, we might get it.
All right, listen, I think we were very excited yesterday about Knock Knock Jokes and how well it went.
Yeah.
I'm still doubting Yo Mama.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Let's go to Gil in Los Angeles. Good morning, Gil.
Morning.
You have a Yo Mama joke for us.
Yes, sir. Yo Mama is so big that Thanos had to clap.
I'm going to need it again.
Sorry, again.
Yo Mama is so big that Thanos had to clap.
Thanos had to clap instead of snap. So, it's a Marvel bit.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I think we're supposed to say, how big is she?
Right.
And
well,
then you give that. So, let's try it that way. Maybe it'll come off different.
Go ahead,
Gil.
Third time?
Go ahead, Gil.
Okay, give one time, Gil. Gil?
What do you mean?
One more time.
Yeah, your mama's so big.
How big is she?
The Thanos had to clap.
Well, he's in the lead.
Okay.
All right, you're in the lead.
You're in the lead.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Let's go to Jody in Simi Valley. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Morning.
I mean, the bar's not very high.
No.
Okay, yeah, I heard that. And I love you guys, and you make me smile every day.
Thank you very much. You're kind. All right, what do you got for us?
I got, Yo Mama is so short.
How short is she?
When she smokes weed, she can't even get high.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah!
Don't hate it.
That's don't all hate need. It.
Goodbye,
that's,
Gil.
That's yeah.
Congratulations, Jody. You hold on.
Yeah.
All okay. right. Let's moving go on. To Josh in Fullerton. Okay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good
Josh.
Morning.
I have to say, Gil stole my fat yo mama joke.
What? Really? That was oh, wow. the same exact
must,
one you had?
We must follow the same Instagram page.
Oh, oh,
do you
want to
try another one, Josh?
Is it Highlights Magazine?
Oh, no. Give me a chance. Give me okay. a chance. Okay. I got one on the top of my head.
Okay. All right, Josh.
Okay.
All right. Yo mama is so big.
How big is she?
She's got a hula hoop with Saturn's rings. Mm. I know.
Hang
I
up, just, Josh, hang up on yourself.
Just hang up.
Hang up on yourself. We want to hear
all
it.
Right, all right, bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Go and
think about what you just did, Josh.
I mean, it's not his fault. His joke was stolen.
Well, I feel right. like we should have them on the line, and well, then we'd know if it was a
he was menciid.
Okay.
Let's go to Jennifer in Orange. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right.
How you doing?
Okay. All right, what do you got
Let's
for
do
us?
It.
Yo mama's so dumb.
How dumb is she?
That when she stopped at a stop sign, she waited for it to say go. No. Clap if you have elbows.
Do it. Moving on.
I don't even care what the joke was. I love her.
Clap if you have elbows. Such a real one. She would have done that one. I say yes. Keep her.
Congrats, Jennifer.
Moving on.
Wow.
Oh, so
this is quite
good.
The competition. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Gabe in El Sereno. Good morning.
Orale.
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 All right. What do you got for us, Gabe?
Your mama's so ugly.
How ugly is she?
She needs prescription makeup.
Oh, that's harsh.
That is very mean.
All right. I mean, it's a joke. It's a yo mama joke.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I still like Jennifer.
Clap if you're into Jennifer. That's okay. All three of us.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ulysses. Ulysses.
I think it's Ulysses. I think you got it.
In Pasadena. Good morning.
That's me. Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing well.
This is for the Cubans.
This is for the Cubans.
Cubans. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, your mama's got three eyes. They call her I.
You don't even know. It's there, not it even. It wasn't. It's not even the form of a.
Your mama.
How I is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be one of those.
It's okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, all right.
No, I know. He's right. He is technically right. But clap if you're still into Jennifer. All right. All three of us.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to John.
Do you think the Cubans are like, don't bring us?
Don't bring into
don't bring
this,
us
man.
Into that.
Yeah.
John. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hey. I mean, it's not going as well as yesterday, but you can turn that around. What do you got for us?
All right. Yo mama's so fat.
How fat is she?
She smokes hams after sex.
I don't know.
Very difficult.
Oh, man.
Very
tough
difficult.
Decision now. What do we do?
Right.
I hate when they're on the air.
Oh, I can put them on hold.
Yeah,
okay.
Put them on hold.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
So Jennifer,
honestly,
John.
Jennifer's made me laugh, but then when she doubled down with the clap if you have elbows, mm-hmm. I want Jennifer at a comedy show.
I agree. I'm going to go Jennifer.
Sorry, John.
Would you have won, John?
No, I would not have.
All right.
Okay, Jennifer.
I would have gone. Jennifer, congratulations.
Yeah.
Clap if you've got elbows, Jennifer.
Clapping with my elbows now.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for playing the game.
Your mama, jokes.
Remember mugs, interviews?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good times.
Those were good
he
times.
He rules. He really
he
loves
didn't remember
the
any of it.
Loves Mm-mm. the composers. You know what I mean? Like he goes there to meet that dude instead of Mark Wahlberg, you know?
Yeah, that's weird. He did talk to that dude about four times as long as Mark Wahlberg.
I will never forget Steve Jablonski.
Steven Jablonski.
I'll never forget him.
He's a good dude.
Good stuff.
Good music.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time for what's happening. What do you got, Allie?
William Shatner is divorcing his wife. They filed back in December. It's been finalized, but there's a lot to split up. Obviously, homes, pets, and horse semen.
I'm sorry?
You
what?
Heard me.
I mean, it's the classic divorce what? Story.
It really is. Who gets a Malibu house and who gets macchiato semen? What is going on with this?
So they have, what I'm guessing is they have a thoroughbred.
They breed horses. Yeah. He's a horseman. He's been a horseman forever. So they're splitting up horses. So he's going to get two dogs. And then he's going to get two horses. She gets two horses. She doesn't get any dogs. Which kind of bums me out for her, but maybe she doesn't like dogs. Listen, I'm not judging. But he gets all horse semen and all horse equipment, which I believe is the horse semen, right? Mm-hmm. That's their best equipment. But that is spelled out in black and white in their divorce papers. He gets all horse semen. Hmm.
It's not something that you would normally put in writing anywhere for any reason.
No. But I mean, let's be honest. Those are probably really expensive horses. And if he's got a great horse that he wants to then mate with another horse, you get that semen, then you've got yourself a real contender.
Yeah. I mean, are you a horse expert? Is
that what obviously, did you hear the way I phrased it?
Her hands like real contenders. Yeah. She was celebrating.
You nailed it. Nailed it.
I'm just real excited that you got all horse semen. So there you have it. Guys, if you've been wondering about the Olympics, we had heard from Dick Pound, who's an IOC executive. He said, listen, we're going to make the decision about the Tokyo Olympics late May.
Yes, that's his real name.
We don't know what's going to happen. It's his real name.
Right.
And he's, I believe, the longest member of the IOC.
Mm-hmm. Dick Pound's the longest member?
Yep.
Who got the horse semen? Was it Shatner?
It was Shatner.
It was William. Yeah.
Thank God. Thank you. Here's what just happened. The IOC's Mark Adams put all the speculation to rest during a press briefing yesterday. Here's what he said. Quote, the games are going ahead on the 24th of July, and we completely expect to deliver them on that date. All the advice we've been given is that we can go ahead from the WHO and other organizations. That's the
from the WHO,
the World Health, the health organizations. I was like, what? What do they care? So according to them, it's going ahead.
Yes, the people who are going to make money from it are saying the Olympics are
going
ahead.
Yes, isn't that weird?
Also, it doesn't mean anything about, like, tomorrow they could come back out and go, you know what?
Yeah, they can change it a week before the Olympics.
Also, the countries could just not send athletes because it's too dangerous.
Very true.
Like, that's what they're most fearful of, I assume.
Right? They're like, Russia. I mean, that was terrifying.
Yeah, I don't care at all.
But we're too scared to go to Tokyo now.
Question, when we ordered the pancakes earlier, which I was super into, it was good, did we know that we were also getting Del Taco food? Like, delivered to us?
I think we forgot.
Because I ate too much today.
Okay.
And I'm nervous that I'm going to smell up the studio for the first time with farts.
Won't walk out.
I mean,
in the middle of us recording?
Yes. Recording? You mean doing it live?
Right.
Yeah, walk out. If you can't control
yourself.
I mean,
obviously this is live. You just broke in with crap about you farting. Like, you think we'd record that?
Well, I'm nervous that I'm going to walk out. I mean, I'm nervous about my
crap dust the hall, man.
Okay. Dude, leave and go to the bathroom.
Well, I don't have to poo. I just have to fart.
Okay, leave and go to the bathroom.
All right, well, if it makes you feel any better, the jumbo shrimp tacos were really good.
Eat it.
I'm going to go fart.
Okay.
Smells like donkey ass.
Yes, Alan. Where were we?
You wanted to hire that guy. This is all you. Just saying. I was a hard no. I said, no, we don't want him. I heard he farts. And now look. Look what happened. He's a farter.
I had to make a rule, literal rule for Muggs.
He's pounding on the door. He's crop dusting the hallway.
And for Mike Catherwood.
Yeah.
I had to make a rule for them that they had to step out.
Well, congratulations. You just hired another one. Good God. You feeling better?
I think so.
Okay.
Excellent.
Good. I just got word that Dave and Christine are dead. Just right in front of their office. Guys, this is a lovely story. Ben Affleck, who is in a new movie called The Last Duel with Adam Driver. First of all, before we get to that, the new movie that Ben Affleck is in, The Way Back.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the hell out of that movie.
A basketball movie.
How good does that look?
That looks great.
He's a widow. He's an ex-basketball star. And then he has to, like, face all his demons that he's addicted to a ton of stuff, dealing with the grief of losing his wife.
Is this a documentary?
Yeah, I'm surprised it's sort of so close to reality.
He has said that.
Yeah.
He has said that this movie, it took a toll on him. But it is, that preview, every time it's on, listen, do I fast forward through commercials? Absolutely I do. That commercial comes on, I watch it just to cry. Ben Affleck, you got me. I'm seeing that movie and I cannot wait.
I don't really watch anything just to cry.
Oh, that's my thing.
I might cry because I'm very emotional.
Yeah.
But I don't stop, like, fast-forwarding through commercials so I can cry.
That movie looks amazing.
I agree.
I mean, you don't watch the sad dog commercial.
No.
Right.
No,
I definitely change a channel or fast-forward through it. Yeah. Sarah McLachlan.
That's also like a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long one.
It is long.
Okay, so he's in that movie. Yes. We're not talking about that movie right now. We're talking about the movie The Last Duel that he's in with...
Matt Damon?
No. Yes, Matt Damon is in that. Yeah. Absolutely. But we're talking about Kylo Ren here.
Oh, Adam Driver.
Because Adam Driver's in that movie with him. And Ben Affleck told the story about how it was his son's 8th birthday. And he told the producers of the film, I've got to be off on the 27th. I've got to get there in time for my kid's birthday. They shot up right until the last minute, that scene. And he's like, I got to go. I got to get on
the
plane.
I'll bet that scene wasn't great.
He's like, it is The Last Duel. It ended like so, like, wah, wah. No, I'm sure it's great. But he heads back, and he got there right in time for his birthday, but his gifts didn't get there in time.
And by that, you mean he didn't mail them.
Come on. So Adam Driver, who, of course, is Kylo Ren in Star Wars, stepped in, sent this 8-year-old boy a personal video and a signed card. And here's what Ben Affleck said. He said, he opened the presents and I played him the video and it was incredibly moving and a powerful moment. Adam made me a hero to my kid and I will never, ever, ever forget that. Oh,
that's very, very,
very
cool.
Sweet.
It's amazing and I love it so much.
If it was stuck in the mail, though, what did Kylo Ren open? He said his gifts hadn't gotten there yet.
No, I'm sure the kid got other gifts than the ones that he sent.
But I'm saying it sounds like it.
You're thinking he already made an excuse, right? And
Kylo Ren is back there unwrapping them.
No, Kylo sent him a video and a card.
But I thought you said he was unwrapping the gifts.
Yeah, the kid has gifts from other family members, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin was assuming that the kid had no other family, was an orphan, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying
all right.
It's not worth it.
I don't know.
It isn't worth it.
He's a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
Right. That's all we know.
That's what Adam Driver
is. I'm going to go outside and fart. I mean, what is happening in this segment? What's going on?
I'm going to relinquish my microphone for right now and just throw it back to you.
Some birthdays for you.
What's going on?
Catherine O'Hara, Landon Donovan, and Patricia Heaton, and that's what's happening.
How is Jensen's mom, Haroldine, handling the coronavirus?
It's a question I thought I asked myself, even, and now I get to hear the answer. I don't know what she thinks.
Okay.
What's up with Haroldine is next. Time for What's Up with Haroldine.
What's up with Haroldine? What's up with Haroldine?
About that theme.
Yeah.
Well, my mom, Haroldine, is she's really a voice of reason for us, I think.
Is she?
No, she's not.
Okay. She's the one that taught you not to blow your nose.
Right. That is, she also
she's said a little nutty.
Not to put a hat on a counter and shoes on a bed. And
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of things that maybe haven't paid off as well as she thought when I was a
kid. She bought you leather pants 2 Christmases in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I was wrong when I said voice of reason. Maybe it was voice of treason. Mom, are you there?
Well, I think so, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yesterday, we were all talking about getting an outside opinion on what coronavirus is doing to our society, to our community of Los Angeles, and we wanted sort of a fair and balanced look at what's happening. And so we thought we would ask you what you're doing, if you're nervous, if you're concerned, where you are with coronavirus.
Yes, I'm very nervous. It's disturbing. It's scary. They're not telling us all the information, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I just got an alert before the phone call came.
Right.
There's like 6 more in Los Angeles County.
More cases?
And there's one at Kaiser Permanente in West L.A. That they let them self-medicate themselves. We trust...
Wait, what is it?
They self-medicate?
Was diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
They let her go home, and she promised to self-medicate. I mean, self-isolate herself.
Okay. That is a big difference, because I did think...
Well, she probably is self-medicating, too, let's be honest.
I thought she went home and was just like, I'm going to get on some OxyContin.
Have some cocktails.
Love this life I'm in.
How do we trust these people to self-isolate themselves? Seriously.
That's a good question.
I mean, honestly, I was thinking about that. 14 days is a long time. I would be 6 days in, I would be going stir crazy, and I would just want to go get McDonald's or something.
Okay, I would be thrilled.
Cabin fever.
I'd be thrilled. I would, if someone told me you can't leave your house for 14 days, I would be like,
I would not
welcome it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You think you would till 4, 5, 6 days in, and then you're like, I got to get out.
But there's no way I wouldn't be ordering Postmates and stuff. So then I'd be passing whatever I have to the Postmates guy.
I think Allie's been doing this strategy even without coronavirus. I feel like 14 days is a dream for her.
I love it.
Mom, is there anything you're doing differently? Like in your life because of coronavirus?
Well, we came back from Vegas last week, and I've got to tell you, every single blackjack table had those sanitizer pumps there. Mm-hmm. Every single table. Mm-hmm. One of the dealers, every time a couple people would get up, she'd use it, and she'd also do the shoe, wash off the shoe. And I've never seen anything like it.
You know what the dirtiest things are on that table are the chips.
That's what I think.
Those are filthy.
Those are filthy.
The chips, exactly. I wash my hands constantly. I'm a germaphobe anyhow.
Oh, right. No.
Right.
So I don't touch the railings, like at escalators. I don't touch the doors. Last night when we went to the movie theater, we did it because we figured nobody would be there because it was election day and it was a Tuesday.
Right.
And I used my sweater to open the door.
Your sweater has coronavirus.
I like it. I like that.
No, I'm serious. I'm freaking out because, number one, I don't know if they're telling us the truth.
Right.
These Italian exchange, they were U.S. exchange students coming from Italy. Mm-hmm. Do you know they weren't tested? Their temperature wasn't taken?
But they got sent back to the U.S. because they had to leave their, whatever school sent them there, said you need to come back, and then they weren't tested?
So they weren't sent back because they were sick.
They were sent back anyway.
They were just sort of recalled.
Yes, they were recalled, but they were not checked as they entered the airports. Here.
I don't think we're at that point yet where we're testing everyone that lands anywhere in the U.S., though.
Well, they said from Italy and
from Italy for sure, yeah. That's one of those places where there's thousands of people that have it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mom, can I tell you something it's going to blow your mind?
I don't know. What?
I don't know if she's ready.
Kevin is looking into traveling out of the country.
I mean,
No way.
I've had the plans for a long time. What?
No, you shouldn't. Seriously. Julian wanted to go a couple places.
My mom's fiance.
Okay.
Yep. No. I said, no, we're not going anywhere. That's it.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Anywhere. Isn't that like a little panicky?
Well, you know, this is a long story. When I was in sixth grade, I contracted, it was called at that time, it was typhoid fever. It was basically not typhoid fever, but they had it. It was.
Yeah, I'm having trouble following you already.
I mean, it was
Let her work this out, you guys.
It wasn't something. I think the gist of the story is that someone had poop on their hands and then served you food.
No, somebody came from Mexico, served me food. It was my girlfriend's brother, and he had salmonella. So it was called salmonella paratyphoid. I couldn't go to school for 3 months.
Three months?
Yeah. She was quarantined in a house.
Our house was quarantined. The health department came and took stool samples in a little, like a Chinese takeout thing they'd leave.
I've seen those, yeah.
Really?
You have to poo in them and then send them back.
I would be like, I don't know if I can do it right now. And they go, we'll wait.
Why are there dragons on the side of this box?
Do I use the chopsticks?
Wait, but what? But Haroldine. Yeah,
my mother was the queen of germaphobes.
Okay, but Haroldine.
Why am I not shocked?
What year was that, though? Because I feel like we've made a lot of progress.
Yeah, a lot of progress.
Never asked. Her age.
Since the Chinese takeout order, I think it's been a
We're talking
decades.
About a lot of progress.
This was 1962, and of course, that did not happen. There was not a thing called salmonella that anybody knew about.
Oh, I see.
And when
okay.
you have your house quarantined on the block and your mother wipes off cans and before she puts them in the pantry, I mean, she was freaking out.
Right.
Haroldine, I'm not going to lie to you. I went online yesterday, and there are some great deals for travel.
Right?
I'm super into this.
I know. I told you, I looked up New York, $250 round trip in May.
Be my guest, guys. Be my guest. Just, you know what? Don't invite me anywhere you are when you get back.
Right.
Say hi to danger.
And don't bring Adler. I'm sure she'll tell me all those things.
But wait, if we come back, if we go and we come back and we're feeling fine.
Well, it takes 14 days, you know.
Yeah, and you could just be a carrier, right?
And I'm getting a hazmat suit for my little Adler.
Oh, yeah. She did say that she wants me to...
That's going to be the cutest thing ever.
She wants me to keep him away from everything, right?
I'm not sure that they make those in that size.
Mm-hmm. I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll have it made.
Yeah, she'll cut holes in a hefty bag and just see his arms and his eyes.
It's like a little Missy Elliott.
Yeah, it's like, no. I can't stand the rain.
Okay, so I'm not terribly worried about it, and you're way worried about it. So I feel like probably everybody should find a middle ground in between the
Be honest with us, I would find a middle ground, but I feel like we're out in left field here. There's nobody that's saying anything that makes us feel comfortable. wash your hands. I mean, weren't you told that before you went to kindergarten?
Well, we found out that Allie doesn't wash her thumbs, Mom.
A lot of people don't wash. I wash my hands, but I don't pay special attention to my thumbs. I realize that. Yeah.
What is different from your thumbs than your fingers?
Great question.
It's a question we've asked her.
Don't know. But now I pay special attention to
probably
them.
Dirt, yeah, and poo.
Mom. But I think if a lot of people thought about how they wash their hands right now, they'd be like, oh, yeah, wow. I don't pay attention to my thumbs.
I realized yesterday that 20 seconds was much longer than I'm used to washing my hands.
Have you ever counted how long you wash your hands, Mom?
I know that I go completely around all the front and back and through my fingers.
So about 35 minutes.
Yeah, she's washing her hands right now.
About a half hour. Yeah.
She's like, it's one full episode of Young Sheldon. How long is that? Well, Mom, we hope you don't catch it, clearly. This is a total nightmare for you, living in this world with the...
I think you're going to be all right.
Patient zero, it's like outbreak in the movie theater yesterday for you. Someone coughed, and then you had to run out. I mean...
Did you wash the sweater yet?
Yeah.
Did I wash the sweater? No, it's going to the dry cleaners. Yeah.
Okay.
Which isn't clean. Which isn't clean.
Did you guys also hear that the co-founder of Apple, what's his name, Steve...
Wozniak?
Him and his wife think that they possibly could be patient zero.
Like they think they were the first people?
Yeah, from January 4th, they returned from China.
I mean, you read this on Facebook?
Yeah, what is going on? Where are you hearing
this? Get that?
No, this was on the news, ABC News.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Online, though?
No, I was told from Jensen, do not believe anything you read on Facebook.
That's a good sign.
For the record, I am looking at this. It's on CCN, which I'm not, like, that's one letter off from being very important to me. But it does say, and also, if you want me to read it from another very credible website called InsideEdition.com, it says coronavirus patient zero, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak says he and wife may be responsible for U.S. outbreak. So my mom is...
Oh, God, that was the outbreak they're responsible for? I didn't hear that.
That's what they're saying.
That's patient zero, by the way.
Let me say something about Jensen. Okay.
Oh, no.
When I dropped him off in grammar school when he was in third grade, I heard something on the news, and I told him, oh, honey, this is this. He said, really, Mom? Okay. I don't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. It was something you heard on the news.
Yeah. So I pick him up, and he goes, Mom, do me a favor. In the future, when you hear something, make sure it's true. Because I went around telling my teachers, because he was friends with all the teachers, and it went
again, not shocking.
What an incredible
Nothing
nerd.
Is shocking anymore.
Wow.
Do you know what I found
Never
out?
Tell anyone that, Haroldie.
No, listen.
You mean mother was friends with the teachers?
He said, if you hear something and you're not sure, then Mom, just tell me, you know what? I don't know if I don't know if I heard it right, but this is what I heard.
I think that's a solid policy.
I said, Mom, you're ruining my friendship with the teachers.
So here I learned that Jensen, me all being a Pisces and being a dreamer.
Yes.
All right. We have to go.
All right, Haroldie, we have to go.
Be
safe and be healthy. Make sure don't shake hands anymore.
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
I'm not shaking hands.
Does that help you?
Don't go anywhere.
Kevin's going somewhere.
I mean, I do have a plan.
He is going somewhere.
That I set up a long time ago.
He found out that one of the things he was planning on going to is now...
China?
No.
Yeah, Wuhan.
They're not even going to have audience in...
It's possible that it's going to be canceled.
Like, he has a ticket for something where they're thinking about having no audience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to wait and see. That's all. I'm going to wait and see. I'm not a panicker.
I get it.
I'm good.
Well, my mom isn't either, right, Mom?
No.
She is a dreamer and a Pisces.
Anyway, I got to go talk to some teachers. I love you, Mom.
Thank you, Haroldine.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember when Haroldine surprised nobody by telling us that Jensen was friends with all his teachers in third grade?
Honestly.
I was a cool kid.
No. Mm-hmm.
What a colossal nerd.
I was very popular.
Right? A guy that went by the nickname Mother was friends with his teachers.
She
also saw that coming.
She also didn't tell you that I wrote a report, a current event report for a teacher who wasn't my teacher, and it wasn't a report I needed to turn in that year.
What the hell?
You just did an extra report for someone that wasn't your teacher just to be cool?
Yeah, because we talked about something once, and he was like, I'd like to know more about that, then I wrote the report.
You know that he just wanted to stop talking to you. Maybe you
can
do
you
a
write
report
a report on,
that
somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
Yeah, for your teacher. And then I go hand it over to him.
Wow.
As long as I'm living, my mommy will be.
Wow. All right, Allie is here with what's happening.
Something. You guys, this is bonkers. Do you remember yesterday I told you about two separate fan groups for 007 James Bond that were like please don't have the premiere of James Bond in April. Mm-hmm. We need to push it back. We need to delay it. Coronavirus. Nobody's going to be in the theaters. You might not even be able to do a press tour. Stop it.
When was it? April?
April 10th, 10th? Is when the movie comes out, and these two separate fan sites were like, no, we can't do it. Let's not do it. Guess what, you guys?
Yeah?
The 25th Bond pick has been scheduled to hit theaters around the globe April 10th. But now, have pushed back the date to November 25th.
Wow.
They didn't push it back a month, 2 months, 3 months. It is now coming out around Thanksgiving, you guys.
Holy crap! I mean, if you're going to change it, you do have to think, will everything be calmed down by then? So a month.
I mean,
no, but I'm saying a month later, you're taking a risk.
You don't know.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. If not, we have a much bigger problem. Well,
if it's not handled by Thanksgiving, I think two of us will be dead.
Yes, I will be. Yeah. I will be starting a fire with sticks at that point.
My goodness, can you believe
this? Is this how The Walking Dead starts?
Yes, it is how it starts.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yes, it
Should
is.
I get some pudding?
Wouldn't that be crazy? We walked outside and like Carol walked past us. We're like, what the?
Right. Oh, would you be thrilled, though, if you saw Carl, like he came back?
No.
All right.
Carl's the kid?
Yeah, yep. He hated Carl.
Yeah.
Like, it was concerning. Like, James Lipton hate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more.
Remember, we had Robert Kirkman?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, and I was like, when are you going to kill him off?
You asked him every year when he was going to kill Carl. That's just sad.
Carl was on Drop the Mic.
What?
Chandler Riggs, yeah.
Was he pretty good?
No.
Okay. Oh.
Very bad. Him and the other guy we had on, both very bad. But he's a DJ in real life and supposedly a pretty decent DJ.
What?
Yeah. Carl with the hat.
I can't. That's too much. You guys.
I mean, I think you can.
Right.
You guys, No Time to Die. Rescheduled. They were having a world premiere in London. That's not happening, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That was happening in early April. Following the March 31st, world premiere in London, then scheduled to open in North America on April 10th. Now pushed back until Thanksgiving time.
Crazy.
It's, wow.
And they're adding Sonic to it. Sonic the Hedgehog's
going to be in it. He's going
to
be in it?
Wow, that's what they're doing too.
But the original Sonic.
Yeah,
and that's a big storyline, like how messed up his teeth are.
Yeah, the one with teeth is going to be just fighting James Bond. Sonic,
he's actually got James Bond's teeth. Yeah. That's what the whole movie's about. He's trying to get them back.
Hedgehog. Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah, and he has a martini, and like it's just weird.
You guys know he started, right?
What?
Mm-hmm.
We're not on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Guys, can I tell you the story about a woman that... Again, we don't use Hero lightly here on the Kevin in the Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we sort of do.
California woman named Kaylee Wilkes recently realized that the succulent that she's been tending to for 2 years, not a real succulent. she's been babying that beautiful succulent for 2 years, getting mad at family members that want to water it. No, you're not doing it right.
Oh, my God.
How did she find out? Well... She bought the succulent, the cutest vase ever, and was going to transfer it into the vase when she realized the disturbing discovery that made her say, and I quote, "I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie." She took it out of the container, and there it was, sitting on styrofoam with glued sand on the top.
Oh, my God.
Not even close.
Did you say 2 years?
2 years she's been watering that bad boy, which makes me wonder, like, obviously some will get, like, sucked up by the styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, it's got to be over, like, coming over the lid of whatever vase it was in. Was she thinking, like, oh, maybe I don't need to water as much, but still keep it up?
My God, she's something special.
2 years, guys.
We had a guy.
I don't know what the hell's going on in the most wonderful way.
That's her.
She did say, look at the flowers, too. Yeah.
Tied that together with Carol, everybody.
Yeah, I see what you did.
We did have an employee at the gallery who was watering a fake plant for a little.
Are but not.
But knew it or didn't know?
No, did not know.
Oh, wow.
I had a neighbor that had, like, green shag carpeting.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Watering the carpet?
She would water the carpet to see if it would grow.
Stop it.
Literally watered it
wait,
so
that's
much.
That's not true.
It started coming through.
Are you telling the truth?
Wait, hold on. I was
joking.
Swear
to God, no.
Why? Why would she do that?
Because she thought it looked like grass. So she thought it would grow. She was young.
How young?
Like five.
She better have been five.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Five plus 10. She's 15.
They shouldn't have rented her
the
apartment.
She just got her license. Got her license.
They should not have.
No, she was like five, but she was watering it
Did
so much.
Did she have a co-signer on this lease?
No, it was her family home. Okay, but they started seeing it coming through the ceiling. So she was watering it so much that that's how they realized that their daughter was an idiot and was watering the carpet.
And she's going to lose her house.
Just sad. Just sad all around, you guys. So what I'm saying is sometimes...
Don't water your carpet.
People aren't bright.
No.
Oh, I see.
Is what I'm saying here.
I like stories like that because they make me feel better.
Yeah, right? 100%.
I'm dumb, but I've never watered my carpet.
I'm not five-year-old dumb.
Right.
I'm not water my succulent for 2 years, even though it's fake dumb. How about this guy, a Michigan man, bought a sandwich for lunch, decided to spend the extra change on a lottery ticket. That ticket... $500,000 wow. Winner. Way to go, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That guy had a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Yeah, and get the coronavirus
mm-hmm.
and die from it.
Lightning mm-hmm. in Michigan now?
No, it's actual lightning. It comes from not the clouds.
Guy. No, I see not what you're guy. Saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, Jensen.
Yeah.
You drink a Starbucks tea almost every day.
Yep.
What kind of tea is it?
I get the mango dragon fruit.
Mm-hmm.
No lemonade.
Can I interest you in Starbucks' three new flavors for spring?
Now, I may have had one yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if it was one of them. Go ahead.
The first is the iced pineapple matcha.
I didn't have that one, but we are going to get to the one I did get.
Are matcha- you positive it's not mocha?
No, it's matcha. It's matcha green tea.
I don't know what that... Okay.
It's green tea.
Green tea.
Very okay. good, by the way.
Shaken with flavors of pineapple and ginger along with coconut milk poured over ice. Next up, did you have the nitro cold brew?
No.
With salted honey cold foam?
Sink it.
Not interested in that one.
Then you absolutely had the golden ginger.
I did, and I'm telling you, it was good. Here's what happened.
I had a golden ginger in college.
Very different.
He changed my
life.
Very
different.
Here's what happened in my experience, okay? Walk in, go to get my normal tea.
Like he peed.
We definitely got it, Allie. We look up, and there's an ad for these new drinks, and I go, oh, God, I see both of them. I tell the guy, I said, what's this ginger all about? And he says, I don't know. He actually didn't know. Brand new. He says, let me ask. The woman... who's making the drinks, goes, I have a little bit left over from the last one.
Ooh, like a little chaser? Do you want to try it?
A little taste.
So she gives it to me, and it tastes like an Orange Julius.
Oh,
you know what they did?
I miss Orange Julius's.
First taste is free. They just heroined you.
Drug deal. So I bought it from them.
Yeah. Was it so good?
It's very good. Very, very, very good.
Okay. Well, the golden ginger features ginger, pineapple, and turmeric flavors, shaken with coconut milk, poured over ice.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Hell
I'm
yeah.
not going to lie.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
You're not going to get a hell yeah out of me about tea.
Give me a hell yeah.
That's not happening.
Clap if you love matcha.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Very good.
Oh, you guys, let's call it a day, shall
really?
We?
Okay.
Please.
I heard we get Panera.
We don't. Okay. We don't. Some birthdays for you. Patricia Heaton, Catherine O'Hara, and Landon Donovan. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and your drive home. Tomorrow morning, Brad Williams joins us in studio.
Excellent.
We're going to talk to Dr. Drew. I wonder what about.
Oh, well, I mean, what could we talk to him about?
And also, we have your tickets for April Foolishness as well tomorrow.
And Wahlburgers!